Well, I've been around him a long time. That's the first time I ever heard him praise anything but himself. I can't believe it.
Now listen carefully.
Hello, hello, Bob.
I'm beginning to smell a big fat commie rat.
Take off your pants.
Me?
Take off your trousers!
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
You got more on me than any guy in this town, and I'll lay your odds that the minute you get out of here, you're going straight to the cops and spill everything you know.
Me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
No.
Yes, it is.
Thank you. That will be all.
Oh, thanks, Bob.
Excellent.
Yes. Very interesting.
That's beside the point.
I walked down the long corridor, heading back to my hometown cell and the same dangerous double life. I wondered for an instant how it would be to have a wife and kids to go home to. And then I killed the thought. I can't afford to have thoughts like that. I'm a communist for the...
Self-genius, hour of life.
I walk alone. Dana Andrews will return in just a moment. This is Dana Andrews.
Yes, dear friends, it's Hour of Slack at number 1063, the all-commie episode, thanks to Comrade Lemur, also heavy on the Norel Prefaganda, and the resurrected ancient subgenius album, Media Barrage number 4, and Puzzling Evidence, and Dr. Howell, and Radio Synesthesia, and Cufflinks, and wait, what's that?
Oh, look, it's Dr. Bad Idea.
There goes my spleen.
You haven't even sucked the tip of that conspiracy.
Uncover the truth.
Did he hit you? Did he hurt you?
Vascular embolization. Bullet got into his arterial system.
You ever been to a swingers party?
I don't know.
Right-handed, a Libra, circumcised, rich, smelled funny.
Diazepam.
Benzos.
When you're home alone, do you lock the bathroom door?
I don't even know you.
Sure you do. We all do. It's human nature to avoid being vulnerable, isn't it?
Wait, so you're saying the guy has B.O.?
Body odor, bad breath.
Later.
Exactly as Noah getting into the ark triggered the deluge that destroyed the earth in his day, and that it's very highly possible that when this all takes place, that a great cataclysmic judgment will do that very thing. And we do not know that it wouldn't happen in 1982, for we don't know what day it'll happen. This article was referring, as I said, to the 9 planets in our solar system: Mercury, Earth, Mars, Uranus, Pluto, Jupiter, Venus, Saturn, and Neptune. When these are scheduled to be perfectly aligned in 1982, that these things perhaps can happen. Many scientists with varying ideas of what could happen have expressed their views that huge solar flares will take place, resulting that could be disruptions in the television and radio communication and a great deal more. I see that I'm not going to have much time to go into this anymore today, and so I'm going to carry it through tomorrow and try to bring it to a more clear climax. But may I tell you that all of these are warnings to us to repent of our sins and to get ready for the coming of the Lord, for we can see great and drastic things that are going to take place on the earth when Jesus comes and the judgments of God are being poured out upon a Christ-rejecting world.
Parasite intelligence. The parasite mind can control the actions of its host. Symbiosis?
Yes, exactly.
Symbiosis?
Yes, exactly.
Why can't we combine with the other intelligences and wipe out the parasite?
No, you don't understand. A disease of the mind.
Yes, it's made only with the very whitest pigment. White.
Parasite intelligence. Why can't we combine with the other intelligences and wipe out the parasite?
No, you don't understand.
You've obviously never heard of Cabal Thorium G.
No, what about it?
Cabal Thorium G has a radioactive half-life of 93 years. If you take, say, 50 H-bombs in the 100 megaton range and jacket them with Cabal Thorium G, when they are exploded, they will produce a doomsday shroud, a lethal cloud of radioactivity which will encircle the Earth for 93 years.
What a load of cops.
No question. We have a problem. We all know that. But that doesn't mean
that we ought to change the whole system we have, find out where the problems are, the character of the problems, and address them.
All I want is some help. I don't want to be sitting out here and forgotten with poison water. That's all I ask is for some help.
The state of Michigan said there's nothing wrong with it. The EPA came out and said there is something wrong with it. The health department in Michigan later sends me a letter saying, it's all right, there's nothing wrong with your water, you can drink it.
And if you don't think that doesn't scare a mother to find out that a boy is urinating pure blood, when you know he's only got one kidney, believe me, I've had it. I cried all the way to the doctor's office.
Bubble. Joe, bubble. Come here a minute. Bubble. I got a red hot tip bubble. For you, Joe. Bubble. See that guy with the red suspenders bubble. Driving that bubble. Car with bubble. The bright red bubble. Fenders. I know he's bubble. One of those bubble. Heavy spenders. Bubble. Get that bubble. Communist bubble. Joe. He's filling my gal with propaganda, and I'm scared she will meander. Don't want to take a chance that he'll land her. Get that communist Joe. He's the most revolting character, and the fellas hate him so. But with the girls, this character is a comrade Romeo. Since my love, he's sabotaging, and the law he has been dodging. Give him what he deserves, jailhouse lodging. Get that communist Joe.
Get that small Joe.
He's a most revolting character, and the fellas hate him so. But with the girls, his character is a comrade Romeo. Since my love, he's sabotaging, and the law he has been dodging. Give him what he deserves, jailhouse lodging. Get that communist Joe.
Get that communist Joe. Get that communist Joe.
The Cavaliers, dear friends, and before that, Media Barrage number 4 and various cut-ups by Norell Kreff and Lee Murr. And now, friends, the following ad, while really old, is not a joke, but is quite real.
It was Persia long ago. Now it's called Iran, you know. In our hearts and many more ways, America, we're growing your way.
There are two ways to get to Tehran, sooner or later. To get there sooner, fly Iran Air. Only Iran Air flies from New York to Tehran nonstop. You arrive in the afternoon in time for dinner and a good night's sleep. You wake up refreshed. On other airlines, you arrive after dark, often much later. Fly to Tehran the fastest way on Iran Air.
Try the Persian way to fly. Let us whisk you through the sky. Serving you with any bar.
Remember, you're only one stop from London, Paris, or Tehran on Iran Air.
Ay, ay, ay.
Killings, carnage, bombings, suicide. Many Americans see little hope.
Terrible war is a time of joy. Joyous times. You know, we're not leaving. Sick.
Disaster.
Excitement and opportunity.
Renewed violence and terror. Joyous times. Huge mistake, you know, unbelievably huge mistake. You know, war is a time of joy. Hostilities in place, intact.
If you want to join the Marines, you have to have sex with them.
You know,
so she had sex with them.
Joyous times.
To join the Marines, you have to have sex with me.
Tantalizing abuse of power.
We're not leaving.
Devastating lapse in judgment.
NorelPref.com has more of where that came from. And now, Lee Murr.
myself.
I'm a good boy now. I have two cufflinks where there was only one before.
Are you?
Cufflink.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Why?
I can't help it.
Cufflink.
I had to.
Cufflink.
Yes. He couldn't afford the cufflink.
But I know that nothing will save me if the cufflinks find out what I've engineered. Comes the showdown. I'm a cufflink for the great cufflink. I walk with their help.
Dana Andrews will return.
This is Dana Andrews stepping out of the cufflink to remind you that our story was pure fiction. We've changed names and modified incidents to protect, to cufflink. And that's what counts, because you are the wrong cufflink.
Yes, my number is 239, mm-hmm. and I'm calling from Dallas. And the person I'm looking for should be very interesting and, you know, not plastic or anything like that. And someone who enjoys going out and having a good time and a good conversation with. And I guess that's about it.
Okay, your code number one more time?
239.
Thanks for calling. Good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah, so long.
That a cork really works. Arvanel Kosnowski, president of Kosnowski Corks, is proud of his corks.
I am proud of my corks.
Ask your friendly cork dealer for a file for today.
If you itch, you need Soft and Soothe.
Swimming, you know. High temp today, 100 degrees even. That makes it the 63rd day this summer that we've been there. Well, actually this year, because almost the entire...
And if weather conditions had been different, the toxic cloud released might have blown over Manhattan.
And it's scary, it's damn scary, especially with the fact that I've got two kids.
You die normally, you die with these chemicals. What's going to do?
Pirate Double X helps keep you extra, extra dry.
Let your fears well up. You have them. Now don't deny them their chance to claim your soul. Know that within every man is a monster, and this monster may create a monster. A Frankenstein monster to bring your realistic world crashing down around you. You say it can't be true.
Al-Qaeda is calling. Al-Qaeda is calling.
I fear the rise of democracy.
Hello?
Good morning.
I fear
the future.
I made my position clear.
Have you been all right?
Help, help. This week I met with my dad. To keep this momentum going, we're pursuing a strategy. We will defeat the world. We will defeat freedom across the world and expand renewed violence and terror and build a more hateful ideology for all our citizens. And we will continue to unleash violence and terror. And we must be equally determined to destroy innocent life on a massive scale. The United States is now the unstoppable power for power. And we can be terrorists and we can stop liberty's advance, plot, open new markets for American PACs, future terrorism, blah, 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 blah. And we can be confident of the outcome, the war on the American people. We will build a more vicious world and leave behind a violent terrorist nation.
The American people expect
terrorist attacks.
And by the way, the enemy, me, that's why I instructed the Justice Department to give Al-Qaeda the United States
and stop
the United States, and I believe the war on terror. And we must
bring an end to the
Justice Department, who are
the terrorists.
And therefore, this country of ours is why they're calling. Al-Qaeda is calling.
But America's weak.
And, is it war? Clear, 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 clear. Now, thank you all very much.
I just can't believe.
Thanks to Norel Pref.
Get up.
asteroid comes down, kills all the dinosaurs, and yet life still goes on.
Right. It's hard to wipe life out.
That thing was many times more powerful than all the nukes we have today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very hard to wipe out life.
It's just hubris if we think we could. Now, that doesn't mean that we should...
Well, maybe we should try. I'll take you up on that challenge.
I think we should wait for the saucers to come before we try that.
Because we all know that this program has already stated its nuclear ambition before. We have already announced our intentions here at CSB to get our own nuclear arsenal because, you know, we don't feel safe.
Well, the Church of the Subgenius already has 3 nuclear weapons.
Nuclear, that's all.
Yeah,
that's the best you can get.
The conspiracy has thousands of nuclear weapons. The Church of the Subgenius, we've only got 3, but yet dare to use them.
Nuclear weapons.
See, I can't believe the Church of the Subgenius is stuck with, like, you know, primitive 20th century weapons technology like that. I can't believe the saucers haven't, you know, left anything better behind. No antimatter bomb.
No. These were trinkets that they were meant to be offerings to the Exists. In other words, for certain alien technologies, but the Exists refused to trade.
Yeah, I can't blame them.
Yeah, and somehow they ended up in the hands of the group that was dealing with the Exists back in the 40s when they had made contact in Roswell, New Mexico.
Hey, listen, this is a long distance call, so I'm going to get off now.
Okay? All right, well, it's been fun.
All right,
thank
later.
You. So what do you do, you know, if you're, you know, this is something that has occurred to me, actually, the ban on liquids on planes now.
Well,
I think that's going to be, like, completely reversed in a few years because eventually they allowed nail clippers back on again. I can't believe they went so far as to ban nail clippers for a while.
Well, they're working on explosive detectors.
See, what's really funny is the terrorists come up with some really ingenious little plot that can only work once. You know, and then after they bust that plot, or after that plot is already carried out, then they implement some really horrible draconian security measures that everybody gripes about. And I mean,
well,
the shoe bomber. I mean, come on, like who the hell is going to try and use a shoe bomb after Richard Reed's trial run? You know,
was
less than successful.
You never know.
I've never even heard of such thing.
Shoes have been used for smuggling before.
Right, I've never heard of the shoe bomb before that. Yeah, I wonder if it was detonated with, like, a shoe phone like Maxwell Smart.
No, it required him of lighting.
I'm joking.
Beverages, shampoo, lotion, toothpaste, and hair gel. Beverages, shampoo, lotion, toothpaste, and hair gel. Beverages, shampoo, lotion, toothpaste, and hair gel.
Somebody's abusing my rights, that I'm sure. Somebody's abusing my rights, that I'm sure.
Beverages, shampoo, lotion, toothpaste, and hair gel.
Believed to be a security threat.
To be a security threat.
I don't know where you boys are getting all your facts, but I know something's wrong here.
First of all, Second.
There is no evidence. Beverages, shampoo, lotion, toothpaste, and hair gel. Beverages, shampoo, lotion, toothpaste, and hair gel.
I've never seen anything like this in my entire life.
Beverages, shampoo, lotion, toothpaste, and hair gel. Mass murder on an unimaginable scale.
Major threat.
This is a well-orchestrated plan.
Major terror plot, United States. Major terror plot. Beverages, shampoo, lotion, toothpaste, and hair gel. Beverages, shampoo, lotion, toothpaste, and hair gel. Beverages, shampoo, lotion, toothpaste, and hair gel.
Somebody's abusing my rights, that I'm sure.
It praise Norel Pref for that one.
Don't do this, please. Hey, don't do this.
You don't need anyone.
That's not true. I need you guys.
If nothing matters, how can I matter?
I don't know if nothingness matters or somethingness matters. I'm trying to figure that out, and I want you to help me.
You know what? Somethingness, nothingness. You know what? I can't. Just you figure it out. Let go of me.
Okay, hold on now. Tell me what happened.
okay?
She won't stay and share this with me.
Tell me what that is.
It's important. I mean, I see it so clearly.
Yeah.
You use petroleum, you're a murderer. That's right. A fact.
Yes, a murderer.
I know you see
a murderer.
Killing the ozone and all the creatures that it's hurting.
Calm down.
Two,
yeah.
Killing Arabs and oil-producing dictatorships
right.
Where everybody is poor.
Yes.
That is cruelty and it's inhumane.
I know you've talked to me about
all right,
this.
So yeah. If this world is temporary,
yeah.
Identity is an illusion,
yeah.
Then everything is meaningless and it doesn't matter if you use petroleum.
No,
that's got me very confused.
No, it matters. Look, Tommy, see, this is a universe and that's our galaxy over
what
here.
What universe?
What universe? This.
What?
Tommy,
this?
Come on.
Yeah. Come on, there's dust and gas there.
Yeah.
There's us over here. Here, and good and bad luck in the middle. That's chaos. That's my B.
You know, this doesn't sound like you.
No, Bubon talks about space.
Where'd you get that book?
You sent it to me.
No, we would never give you this book.
This is a pretty good book. You should read this.
What?
Hey, she
what?
Says nothing's connected. Doesn't matter what you do. You can drive a car. You could burn up gas.
Yeah.
Which would explain the way things actually are, where people do destructive things like it doesn't even matter.
Tommy, everything is connected and everything matters. There is not an atom in our bodies that has not been forged in the furnace of the sun. Now, isn't that cool, huh?
Yes.
That's a cool thing, isn't it?
But.
But what? You tell me where she contradicts that.
Oh, right here.
Where?
There.
Where?
Less than 5% of the cosmos is composed of the same elements that compose human life.
You know...
There you go. That means we're all alone and we're miserable and isolated.
Molly, if you leave him before he gets done dismantling, he will never make it to the other side, okay?
You know what? I'm done with the dismantling.
You don't want to ask these questions?
No, I want to live my life!
What is that life, baby? What are we part of? Who are we? Look at this. Do you know where these come from?
Yeah, my closet.
Indonesia.
Store.
Baby, this is the truth, okay? Little girls like you, they have to work in dark factories where they go blind for $1.60 a month just to make mommy her pretty shoes. Can you even imagine that, Caitlin?
I don't want the children to work in factories.
Don't listen, yeah, Daddy is crazy.
Daddy's not crazy, baby. The world is crazy.
Shut up!
A clip, friends, from I Heart Huckabees, and before that, much Norel Pref. And as before, so below.
Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition.
This week, America received a stark reminder that box cutters kill our people. Death on a massive scale. The terrorist threat is being used for partisan political advantage. The inconveniences you will face are mass murder. I'm grateful for the terrorists plotting attacks. We've raised the threat. We've raised the threat, and we will win the war on freedom.
Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition.
There are some 50,000 nuclear weapons in the world today.
I think we really need the nuclear weapons because Russia and everybody else has got them.
Jesus began to give to them the signs of his coming in the end of the age, and one of the signs he referred to was the abomination of desolation that was spoken of by Daniel the prophet. This hasn't taken place yet.
Just don't buy your doomsday theory. Well, you better buy it.
We are in worse shape from the point of view of our military preparedness than we were on the 8th of December, 1941, the day after the Pearl Harbor attack.
The Russians got the definite advantage on us right now.
But we need to show more strength.
We got to catch up or get ahead of them or we're dead meat.
But after we come through here and we purify it through this plant here, it takes out some of the chemicals and the mud out of it.
But you can't drink.
We can't drink it. Nowhere in the world you can drink it unless you hold your nose.
The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected, the wheat is turning. Engines stop running, but I have no fear. Cause London is drowning, I live by the river.
It'll also tell you about the prelude to Armageddon and also some of the strange events that have been forecast for 1982. Some of the things that are coming in these last days.
Do people say you're slipping, that you can't take it anymore?
Extreme irritation.
However, there has been more fighting overnight.
Bloodthirsty war. Bloodthirsty war.
Bound for a cup. They were bound for a cup.
I always was a barbarian.
Human vivisection. Human vivisection. Human vivisection.
Have you a nomination for the evilest man of the year?
Me?
Yes.
This is 8 News in a Minute.
So disturbing, so sad.
This is 8 News in a Minute.
So disturbing, so sad.
They were bound for a cult.
8 News in a Minute.
They were bound for a cult.
8 News in a Minute.
Bloodthirsty war.
Legendary savages. Complete sellout.
Cancer, you call it. I can achieve a sort of intellectual understanding of what that means. Never an emotional one.
I always was a barbarian.
I feel a desire for a little disconnection.
Norrell. Quiet, angels. I'm going to pass one more miracle, and you got to help me, because it's a new kind of miracle. In my own image, let there be man.
Sure, we gave second thoughts to paving over the earth, but... Well, like, cement's not very biodegradable. And we had enough of it down already, we figured we may as well go ahead and pave over the rest. It's a lot easier than tearing all this up. We could air condition, and it got rid of the bugs. I don't know, it's just a lot easier to keep things clean. I mean, we got air conditioning, toilet training for all our children. We've got all the rocks we could chew on.
But you don't need nature for beauty. The buildings here are inspiring monuments to our adaptable workers, such as the enchanting shopping metroplexes. During Let's Go Shopping, a 20-minute break in a 20-hour workday, humans compete to consume as much as possible, and all it costs is time. What husband could resist letting his wife have a spree for free? And there's sure no trouble deciding what you want.
Oh, don't mind me. Nobody wants me. I used to be popular, but not no more.
Hey, man, you want to buy me? All of us have been bought by all of you.
Besides, he only costs 5 minutes.
And when shopping time is up, all the products you just bought are flushed away down to the factories to be recycled and back on the shelves by tomorrow.
From Let's Visit the World of the Future, a film done 33 years ago by yours truly, Reverend Ivan Stang. That soundtrack was on Media Barrage 4. In the background, I believe we hear five-fisted tales of Connie at 9X Day. And now more Norrell and Macaca.
Macaca.
Welcome to America. Welcome to America and the real world, the Macaca.
The enemy, that's what we're saying.
Macaca.
Who is,
pulling out corpses.
But I also talked about the human suffering agenda. And I also had relations with
Macaca.
Because, the idea is to try to help create, a more dangerous world. To kill innocent life. Part of the reason we went into Iraq... the main reason we went into Iraq at the time was we thought he had weapons of mass destruction. It turns out he didn't. Send the wrong message. You had suiciders leaving Iraq. You know, everything was just fine until we arrived. They were going to stir up the hornet's nest. What did Iraq have to do with what?
The attack on the World Trade Center.
Nothing. The capacity to make... Nothing. The attacks of September the 11th were ordered by
Macaca, or whatever his name is,
who would power. Nothing.
Positive, constructive ideas.
Stirring up even more trouble in a part of the world that the Middle East. Now look, my answer to your question is that imagine what the world would be like. This is the had so much resentment. So much hatred. The mission is complete, as far as I'm concerned. Except for it's part of take threats before they fully materialize. Nobody's ever suggested that the...
Probably will never come. So welcome. Let's give a welcome to Makaka here. Welcome to America and the real world.
Paying suiciders.
And I believe if we ever cease to pray and cease to seek God, God will destroy this country. And I believe I'm going to live to see cities in America, cities in this nation literally instantly destroyed. I believe I'll see it soon. You can keep your eyes on some West Coast cities, and you watch. I'll guarantee you, when the majority of our population begins to turn their back on God and begins to try to tell us that a perverted lifestyle is a normal lifestyle and they have no time or tolerance for God, focus your attention and you watch, because I promise you, God will not continue to leave that city, that people, without judgment.
The victims of FEMA is here at Renaissance Village, Trailer Park, Trina. Living in government-provided trailer homes.
Prosecutors in Michigan, however, say they are standing by terrorism charges against Walmart in central Michigan. One of the most violent areas. Wait.
And now there's another hassle.
Because of the work being done here by some really fine Americans from different agencies in our government, America is not yet safe. And we got to be right one time. Proud to report that in this building, we've got some good ass working hard and energy and effort. Difficult job. We're willing to kill innocent life to achieve political objectives. The United States of America is an extremist group of folks bound together by an ideology, willing to use terror to achieve their objectives. And we've got some good ass, and the best asset we have is
Trina.
More at NorelPref.com.
Each human shares his spacious total living unit with a different female each night, since they are circulated to provide variety in companionship. The unit contains two single beds and a large variety of luxuries, including the Eye of Taxis, a crime prevention device, and of course, a normal machine, constantly supplying everyone with the TV shows of your dreams. Everyone watches the normal machine.
A TV variety show has been declared an endangered species.
Of any waste material.
Also sold separately, Nerf Hoop, Nerf Ball, and Super Nerf.
And I have chosen you, Mr. Beale, to preach this evangel.
Why me?
Because you're on television, dummy.
He's blank. Waiting for the final finished face to be stamped onto it.
But whose face?
Albert. Forget Brad. Albert, come back to me. Where are you?
Albert, picture a tree in a field. Good. Now put someone you respect in the tree.
Hey, Dickweed!
Still Brad Stand.
Add someone else.
Like who?
You know, someone who can understand things, someone who can help you.
Who's your guide?
Well, I use Magritte, the Belgian surrealist.
I got someone.
Who is it?
Mrs. Shermer. She was my high school English teacher. She helped me.
All right, good.
Look, pushed her out of the tree.
Okay, Mrs. Shermer has a vacuum cleaner, Albert, that sucks up fear.
Dickweed!
Now she's going to send you rays of security and complete acceptance.
Oh, he chopped her head off!
Hold on. You're doing well. Now, don't give up now. Didn't she vacuum one?
Yeah, but then he vacuumed her. I had to chop him up with a machete.
Okay, Albert, I'm going to let you in on a couple of secrets. One...
Your mind is always occupied on something, so it may as well be something helpful like Mrs. Shermer and her vacuum cleaner. Two, there is no such thing as you and me.
So then there's just nothing?
Three, there's no such thing as nothing. There is no remainder in the mathematics of infinity. There's only the blanket.
I thought I understood the blanket. Now I'm not sure.
And my little 11-year-old child, I think his mentality is much more alert than this 16-year-old boy.
The point is, stupidity is all around us, and it's not worth getting upset about.
It is not a thing a sane man would do. The doomsday machine is designed to trigger itself automatically.
But surely you can disarm it somehow?
No, it is designed to explode if any attempt is ever made to untrigger it
automatically.
Ah, it's an obvious comic trick, Mr. President. We're wasting valuable time. Look at the big board. We're getting ready to clobber us.
Well, we've done it. We've let loose the dogs of war. I wonder how they'll destroy us.
Enjoy your final moment.
Jonathan Mathias with another bulletin. And now, as the Sino-Russian border war continues to rapidly escalate, U.S. authorities are beginning to question to what degree we will become involved in what could swiftly grow into global conflict.
Interception will fragment bacilli carrying missiles. Repeat, abort firings. Abort firings. Interception will fragment bacilli carrying
missiles. Tonight's presentation on the beach was, of course, fiction. All Americans share the common desire that a nuclear holocaust will never happen. And certainly an alert, prepared America is our greatest safeguard in a nuclear age.
I really don't know, because I don't know the situation, neither does the American people.
Our current policy is that we do not launch until we are under attack. Now, that danger of that policy today is the Soviets can deliver their missiles with such accuracy that they'll be able to knock out in a matter of relatively few seconds all of our ability to retaliate against the rest of the Soviet missiles.
Range 2 miles. Missile still deflecting. Range 1 mile. Missile detonated.
True alarm sounded, most of our defenses would be alerted, and within 10 minutes, many of our jets would be in flight, headed for their targets. Yet under existing law, only the president could give the final order to fire our nuclear warhead.
Airborne at the time, as part of a special exercise we were holding called Operation Dropkick. Now, it appears that the order called for the planes to attack their targets inside Russia with an average load of 40 megatons each.
General Turgidson, I find this very difficult to understand. I was under the impression that I was the only one in authority to order the use of nuclear weapons.
That's right, sir. You are the only person authorized to do so. And although I hate to judge before all the facts are in, it's beginning to look like General Ripper exceeded his authority.
Mungo too intoxicated. Mungo too intoxicated.
Mungo like candy.
Mungo, 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 Mungo.
Mungo like candy.
Mungo too intoxicated.
Candy gram for Mungo.
Mungo like candy.
Candy gram for Mungo.
Candy gram for Mungo.
Mungo too intoxicated. Mungo too intoxicated.
Mungo like candy.
Candy gram for Mungo.
Mongo, 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 Mongo.
Candy gram for Mongo.
Mongo like candy.
Candy gram for Mongo.
Mongo too intoxicated. Mongo too intoxicated.
Mongo like candy.
Candy gram for Mongo.
It praised Norrell Pref for that one.
Is money more important than people's lives?
And in their pursuit for private interests, a lot of chemical companies will not accept legal or even moral responsibility for the results of chemical waste pollution until absolute proof shows that a specific chemical from a specific plant caused a specific disease.
The treatment you receive when you do business with these industry giants, it's frequently frustrating, and to make matters worse, they don't seem to care. You won't find this attitude at Bill King's Braco.
Well, I'll tell you what, everything I figure is a hazard.
It progresses as the years go on, and eventually we'll never be able to control it.
If you take a look at those maps that show concentrations of various forms of cancer, that you can pick out the industrialized areas of America.
Are you trying to drive me crazy?
Certain changes have been taking place here, such as the increase in the beatnik crowd and the increase of the drugs that's used and distributed by the beatniks.
One thing, Fred, you can save America, and that's change every person one at a time by the power of Almighty God working in that corrupt heart.
The gates of hell was governed. Because in Bible times, government set at the gates of the city.
Yes.
The Bible says the gates of hell shall not prevail.
And there's no question about it. We are going to see the most tremendous turn of events. Not only in this nation, it's going to affect the whole world.
Dies, did Hitler say? Next move, Czechoslovakia.
There are a few beatniks in Berkeley. I'm sure from what you folks hear, you would think that the population in Berkeley is really becoming beatnik-like all the time. Well, the percentage of them is increasing a bit. But with this movie actor getting into the governor's chair, Ronald Reagan from Hollywood, I think that he's going to tame them down a little bit.
May I close on a personal note? I was asked once in a press interview what book I would choose if I were shipwrecked on an island and could have only one book for the rest of my life. I replied that I knew of only one book that could be read and reread and continue to be a challenge. The Bible, the Old and New Testaments. I can only add to that, my friends, that I continue to look to the scriptures today for fulfillment and for guidance. Indeed, it is an incontrovertible fact that all the complex and horrendous questions confronting us at home and worldwide have their answer in that single book.
Frater Sodi. And before that, some old puzzling evidence in Media Barrage 4. Mongo was from Norel Pref, and now more Norel.
She's a virgin? What are we talking about? An immaculate conception?
More like the immaculate perception. Pseudocyesis. Imagine pregnancy.
It's all in her head. It's all in her head. Well, that would explain what she was doing in Dad's bed.
Fantasizing. Hormone levels can change, setting off all the biological signs of pregnancy.
Kind of makes sense. Hormones travel the same channels as adrenaline.
Swollen abdomen, lack of menstruation, and sometimes bilateral galactorrhea. Milk production in both breasts. Leaking can be brought on by stress. Emotional or physical stimuli cause prolactin to shoot through the endocrine system, ending in the mammary glands and triggering the cells to lactate.
Father was clueless.
About all the women in his life.
Hey, check out these photos. Two stains on the inside of the shirt we found at the dump.
In an electric kind of way.
And then you put your mother in the freezer, and you waited until trash day.
It's not my fault.
Plead insanity.
Good defense. People throw things away every day.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
8:12 p.m. We found nothing. 12:15 p.m. Stoned for about an hour. 1:30 p.m. We was able to talk. 4:10 p.m.
Little brat.
Big boy.
I beg your pardon?
Didn't do too well, did you? Did you?
Oh, no, ma'am. 10:46 p.m. Ma'am? Ma'am?
That's me.
What?
I said me.
Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
No?
Right.
Yeah.
And at 6:10 p.m. What?
Poor boy.
Thanks to Lee Murr, and now a scene from I Heart Huckabees, in which two seekers learn how to gain enlightenment by slapping themselves in the face with a hard rubber ball.
Now.
Not so hard.
Sorry. Now. 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 Now!
Did you get it?
Yeah, you stopped thinking.
Yes, it's fantastic.
It's like I'm here, but I'm not. So I'm not here. It's just. I don't know. Do it one more time. It's like I'm a rock or a dish of mold. I'm whatever else is around, so I'm free to just exist.
This is the answer. Yeah. We just have to be this all day, every day.
It's the answer.
Do it again.
Now!
KPFA's Puzzling Evidence Show, shortly after the subgenius event called 9X Day.
Yeah, you don't need that anymore. It's the end of the world.
X Day
happened. There's nothing left now.
They are
a vital,
sure,
election integrity. The best
so
use of the X
Day
calls
ago.
Is not to oppose or
pagers are so early 90s.
But rather to serve as an alarm system to ensure democratic progress. This, however, does not matter to Satan, who confidently spreads his spiderweb-like snare. And boy, did we see a weird moth at X-Day. A strange moth with wings like crumpled paper bags and an abdomen like that of a giant wasp, only flattened like that of a giant katydid.
Well,
and,
was it, could it have been a wasp?
Discolored like the fingernail of a giant. Could it have been a wasp, you say? No, it was a moth. A moth, I tell you, a moth.
Yeah.
And not only that, do you know
was
what else we had
was
at that campground, that accursed place?
What? What did you have?
Chicken!
Ah!
That is, I knew this to be a statistical fact because
Jiggers.
Jiggers.
I hope you don't. What's wrong with Jiggers? Are you something wrong with them?
Well, they get you. Aside from that, I have no particular.
Jiggers have a right to exist.
They get you.
Yes, yeah, it makes you wonder why Noah put them on the ark. Yeah. But you see, outside our meeting, outside our little shack, our Lincoln Log cabin.
A girl!
Yeah, there was a girl outside the shack. But
let's have some
more
girl
importantly, somebody left a cup of coffee out in the rain.
You mean the girl has to be a producer and the girl and is
the
recording
next
artist?
One girl has to be on. Is that next to the cake that you left out in the rain?
A girl show?
That was unfortunate. I had nothing to do with it.
What about that cake? I'd like to have a piece of cake right now.
The point I was trying to make.
I'm wearing
skirts. What point? What's the point? What's
inside
the point of a point?
This cup of coffee that was left out overnight. I looked in it and it was full of dead insects which had fallen into it during the night.
I had to be.
Is
quiet
this the cup
for that?
You drank?
I took a spoon and started spooning out waterlogged,
that
or rather coffee-logged moths and things.
And you still drank it, right?
And then I uncovered about three or four.
Yes!
Or five,
all right,
maybe even six or seven. Jiggers!
But then you drank the coffee anyway, right?
I certainly did not. But the point I was trying to make was that
because the flash is going to reflect off the window.
The jiggers really bring out the flavor.
All you'll see are
mocha.
Dead insects.
I don't care where it comes from.
It was the jiggers.
Jiggers!
But don't let it fool you. He did still drink the coffee, and that's what was the real point in this story. The real point is that he'll do anything with coffee.
Look,
and I'll do anything with this collar.
Look, I'm just trying to
teach them to each other.
I just wanted to.
What?
If I could just.
You just said, why don't we cheat on each other? What kind of sort of soap opera is this?
I've got that covered. I'm involved in doing that right now.
Yes,
I am
on the show.
I am cheating.
So, anyway, the Axis did not come and rupture us all up, although they've been taking bits and pieces of us. I think this time they've been working on hardware. A lot of us arrived home to find that our computers didn't work right anymore.
Yep. That happened to me, actually.
It did.
It took a day for my computer to start working right again. I was going to try and do some serious work on it, and then, suddenly it... got better, so I didn't have to fix it. But.
Yeah, I lost a hard drive and Revlon, one of the Kentucky boys, lost a hard drive, and he said because of that he hasn't been able to masturbate in a week and a half. I guess
let that be a lesson
on
in
the
becoming
hard drive
that
in
he
order
needs
to get off.
Well, maybe he needs to improve.
The pictures in his head.
Yeah, exactly. You just need a fertile imagination. Yeah.
Right, you should be able to remember the pictures on your hard drive well enough in a pinch, so to speak.
Well, the best part about using your imagination is you're not confined to people who've actually been photographed in the nude, You can, I don't know, anyway. People, use your imaginations, Don't let the media rob you of your creativity.
Well, I'm too polite to masturbate to somebody I know.
Yeah.
It's like you feel like you should ask him first. There's a certain protocol, and if the pornography, if you're looking through your pornography and suddenly there's your friend or your teacher or your mom, it's just not the same. It can kind of spoil it. Ooh. It's like doing that while you're watching Soul Train and suddenly the host comes on just as you're getting there. So, like I say, it's a delicate thing.
I'm not going to comment on that. It's a delicate thing.
Well, Ernie earlier in the calling seemed to be concerned that you had admitted to all kinds of fun having.
Oh, yeah. Believe it or not, people actually do these things. I don't know.
He thought they were going to come after you because you admitted that in public.
Oh, yeah. And Johann Sebastian Bach never did before a concert. That was the point he was trying to make. I'm going to...
How does he know?
Well, you know what? I would bet that Bach probably didn't masturbate because when you consider that he had 20 children, he was clearly getting his fill with his wife, I would think.
Yeah.
Next year I want to go to Axe Day.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not too...
Well, why don't you just go to Starwood in a couple of weeks? I mean, Stang will be there, too.
Yeah, Johnson, you might actually have better luck there.
Yeah, you'd actually
getting into the kind of trouble you want to get into.
What's so big about Starwood?
More people.
More women.
More women.
Yeah, and more normals disguised as weirdos. So you'd have a lot more luck.
Yeah, you'd fit right in.
Yeah. Now, we need to bring more women into the church, and everybody...
Actually, as I was gazing about at X Day, and I was doing counts since I was also security and registration, and I ascertained that we've just about hit the equal point. During the chili, the Subgenius International Chili Cook-Off, it was absolutely one gal for every guy. They were not necessarily attached to each other.
Right, but...
And none of them were what you would call untouchables, either. It was mostly... In fact, I was thrilled.
I mean,
I'm still kind of thrilled. Even I found a woman
at X Day.
I'm going to have to go off the phone pretty soon. I'm getting so thrilled thinking of the babes of X Day.
Yeah.
Also, they're promised to be even more because there were a lot of young, little baby girls.
So, in about 20 years, we'll have
another crop.
Yeah. that's the wonderful thing about beautiful girls is they're a renewable resource, you know.
Yeah.
No,
just when one crop starts to wear out, the new one is ready to go.
It's not the sausage fest that our jealous rivals like to say it is at all.
Well,
what do you think?
It just seems that way to the single guys because.
Well, it seems that
all
way
women
to
there
single
are,
gay
are
guy
taken.
Even more. He was really complaining.
We only have one
really gay, entirely gay subgenius that was at X Day this year that I know of. He was happy about how many nice-looking young men they were, but he said they rejected his advances in all cases.
Yeah, I didn't even know.
Now, see, if he would try the bi thing, he'd probably score easily because he's a nice-looking fellow.
You know, gay guys always have an easier time getting close to the ladies. Of course, I think it's specifically because the women don't feel like they're being pursued, so
right.
It's easier for them to.
Being married helps.
And then this guy represents the giant sandwich. Or does he represent a mattress?
Mattress.
I'm sorry, he represents
a mattress. He's
a
mattress
back.
That ancient breed of animal, the mattress back.
I took a bath every
onto
morning
which
with this lady.
I took a bath. You took a bath with her?
It was part of my routine this year.
Yes.
And here we
sweet
see...
Sweet child.
The strange rites
sweet
and
child
rituals
of the stars.
Among the subgenius tribe. You know, folks, this isn't just something we're making up. We're trying to bring you esoteric news that they keep off all the other channels.
You can't find this stuff
Sinister
in the regular.
Plot, sexy plans. We've got it all.
In other news, don't play with fire and don't put the cigarette out in your eye.
You.
It's a bad thing to do and a bad idea, so don't get that out of your head right now.
And thanks to the Puzzling Evidence Show on KPFA in Berkeley with Dr. Howell and Dr. Philo Drummond. This that you're listening to is Hour of Slack, number 1063 from the Church of the Subgenius. For more information, check out subgenius.com. And now, just for sick fun...
We will tie a long rope to Manu, the monkey, fleeing from our arrows.
What?
And if you hit the monkey, Tarzan will go into the jungle and bring you back a prize. Perhaps a cruel and ugly civilization that spawned you. Doesn't that sound like fun?
Yes, I guess so.
I have a new game, Torgo, if you aren't too old for games.
Rest assured, my stupid friend.
The Subgenius.
Torgo, no feel good. It was horrible. Want to go home.
Your beauty is only of the outside, but he ran into the path of the elephants.